The following interview may contain some coarse language. Sensitive listeners should be advised. Hi everyone, this is Creighton.
And this is Carnival.
Now we wanted to bring you all an amazing story we found about finding that furry kinship in the most unlikely of places. We don't always want to share our fandom with those we work with. Sometimes it can go really smoothly, and sometimes you just wish you kept your mouth shut.
This piece is about a genderfur by the name of Obsidian, and the story itself was brought to you by our own resident reader, Ramirez, who runs the Ramirez Redux Review segment.
Hello everyone, I'm Ramirez.
And Ramirez told us about this guy he met on livestream one night.
It was actually a random event, actually. Another friend of mine, Curtis Clee, who actually does my background music at the moment, invited me to a live stream for a picture that he was drawing. And so that was on his channel, of course, and on there, people discuss with him or with each other the photo or whatever else they might want to do, like they might on Skype or any other live stream. So on there, I happened to meet another person, Obsidian, who is a raptor, and Curtis Clear himself actually pointed out the fact that he was in defense and that I worked in defense as well. And so it was just an absolute excitement for both of us. We chatted on from then on out and it just snowballed from there. And we just have since then become good friends.
And so Ramirez got in contact with us and we got in contact with Obsidian from the United States.
Hello, I'm Obsidian from the United States.
And Obsidian has an interesting story, not just in being in the fandom, but actually how he joined it.
Oh yes, it was because of my mother.
Which is awesome, by the way. You're going to have to...
Yes, yes. We were at a convention. I think it was some sort of video game convention up in Seattle. And there were people fursuiting there. Mom walks up and goes, "Hey, what are you guys doing? Why are you in those suits?" They're like, "Oh, we're furries. We're fursuiting." I was like, "Oh, that's interesting." She turns to me and goes, "Obsidian, that might be something you like." I'm like, "Oh my god."
Wait, she pegged you from the beginning?
Yes, she pegged. Out of all my brothers that were there with us, she goes for me.
So it's an interesting thing.
She doesn't mention my two older brothers. She doesn't mention my little brother. She goes straight for me.
Okay, so have you ever had to sort of like...
That's the best mom reaction ever, though, seriously.
But like, what do they call it? Did you ever had to have a coming out of the kennel moment with your family, or was it just like they already knew?
Not with my mom, not with my brothers, with my dad, yes. But not with my mom, because she fucking knew.
Yeah.
That's cool. If ever she's like, you know, "Oh, honey, this is a little weird," you can be like, "Yeah, well, you got me into it, so..."
Yeah, she walked in and I was looking at a comic and it was less than, let's say, mature. And she goes, "Oh, is..." And it was I hate to go there with... Because I want to keep this clean, this interview clean, but I don't want to go inappropriate. It was a dragon and a fennec getting a little... I'm not going to go any further
friendly
on that. Yeah,
friendly.
Getting a little friendly. Yeah. A little friendly, just a little. And she goes, "Huh, is that what a dragon looks like?" And I'm like, "Oh my god."
I think your mum is fantastic, by the way.
Oh my god, your mum's awesome.
Yeah, she was fantastic. I'm missing her death every time.
Okay.
She passed away not too long ago. But yeah, she was awesome. Like, I mean, she was the kind of person that would be straight up with you and not even care what you think.
Okay.
I mean, as long as it didn't affect her adversely, like if you were being a dick to her family, she would just straight bitch you out.
Yeah.
Like,
I've never seen anyone win an argument with that woman.
Yeah.
No.
So, like, how long have you actually been in the fandom, per se?
Since I was, are you saying since how long have I known about it, or how long have I been active?
When you sort of discovered it and stuff.
Let's see, I created Obsidian about 2 years ago. Like, I didn't really have a...
We ended up talking for quite a while, but it was the story he ended up telling us about how his squad found out about his furriness that really blew our minds.
Okay, it's a really funny story, as I think you already know, Creighton. And I think, Carnival, you're going to laugh so hard, your ribs are going to be hurting.
Yay!
This was maybe my second deployment. Yeah, my second deployment. Okay, so, I was sitting in the barracks. We had just gotten done with routine patrol, you know, nothing out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. So, like any normal furry, we do have some limited Wi-Fi on the base. I get on, and I immediately jump to Fur Affinity. You're welcome for the sponsorship and for the notoriety at Fur Affinity admins. I immediately jumped on, and I'm checking my messages, checking the submissions, and I was dead tired, so accidentally, I had clicked a adult picture, and it stayed up there while I was asleep.
You left it on, too.
Yes. A unit to mess with me. You know, if you see someone that's in his unit asleep, and he's got his computer open, you gotta fuck with him. It's a rule. I mean, half. It's like, if you don't, he's gonna mess with you back either way. So, to be funny, they were starting to put a gay video up on my computer, but when they noticed it, they just all started crowding around me, like, just looking. And then they just started looking through my computer, looking through the history, and I'm out. Just
oh, no.
And they're just looking and looking and looking, and then I wake up about maybe hour 30 minutes to an hour later, and then they go, "Hey, you're up," and then they all just get really close to me, and I'm just like,
"Oh shit,
yeah, I am up. What's up, guys?" And I'm just sitting there going, "Well," and he goes, "How long you been a furry?" And I'm like, "Oh shit." Like, it's just like my best friend, he screamed it at me pretty much. He goes, "How long you been a furry, bro?" And I'm just like, there's no going back. They know.
So were you thinking that, like, the entire time you would never be able to get out of this with your squad? They would haze you for eternity for this.
Yes, I was thinking that whole time. I was thinking, oh my god, they're never going to respect me again. They're just going to fuck with me until it... I'm freaking out. Like, a million things are going through my head at once, and I'm just freaking out. But needless to say, they started going through and explaining their names, their sonas, who they were.
Wow.
So every single person in your squad was a furry.
By some freak coincidence, call it a miracle, call it an act of, like, some... Oh my god.
Seriously, guys. Every single one.
I was like so relieved, because I was pretty sure I was going to be shunned for the rest of my military career with them. I'm sitting here like sweating because I was so nervous. And then when they finally start explaining, if I may list off their sonas and their names.
Yeah, go for it. Chat them out.
Alexi, he's a wolf. Husky, his name's Blake. A dragon named Shadow. A fennec named Shax. A tiger, you're going to love this one, really original, a tiger named Stripes, a bear named Zero, fox named Joker. We gave him that name because he's the guy who's always poking fun at things. Yeah. I know, kind of generic, kind of...
Hey, it's a cliche for a reason.
Yeah.
Yes, Raptor, me, Obsidian, Hyena, his name is Dax, and the Falcon, his name is Vic.
That's awesome. You guys are all really tough.
And this is
cool
what
things.
I was saying to Obsidian when we were talking on Skype before
too.
The interview. They're
cool.
All different, yeah. Which is a really cool, like, sort of, you know, broad spectrum of the fandom. They've all got really awesome, badass names.
Yeah. And they were all different, like, before you guys sort of discovered that you're all into this sort of thing, yeah?
Yes. I think from before this, like, only two or three others knew that they were furries. Like, only three people knew that they were furries in the group. But after this, everyone just came out. Like,
yeah. And like, everyone was actually into it. It wasn't like there was one guy left over where he was like, am.
So were you the last one? Or did they all know each other as furries except for you?
No,
a few of them did.
Up until that point, only, like, three people knew that they were furries. Like, it was three of them in this unit that they knew that they were furries, but they didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
So when they saw the stuff on your computer, were they all going like, "Oh, crap, I know that picture and artist. I hope no one else notices that I notice."
My best friend said something similar like that, and he's just, like, sitting there. He said that literally he was thinking, oh my god, he likes the same shit as me, and he never told me.
Yeah. It must have been, I guess, kind of, like, a bit scary at first, because it's like, oh shit, like, they all know, and there was that moment of which everything seems like it's going to get harder, but it must have been such an even more massive relief afterwards to find out that everyone's into that. And, like, how perfect is that? You should probably, I don't know, leave on random computers around the base, just leave FA pages open to see if you can, like, suss out more of them.
I could see that going down poorly.
That would not end well.
Like you know, there's serendipity and coincidence and getting really lucky, and then there's losing all your winnings.
We find out the general of the base is a furry.
Oh my god! How hardcore would that be, though?
That would be a bit creepy. The generals are really old.
So, like, have you found that you all being furries is actually giving you guys more of a comradeship?
Yes, it's made us work better as a unit. Like, instead of calling each other by our real names now, which some of us have the same real names.
Oh yeah.
We go by our Sona names, and we go by Sona designations, like for short. Like I call Shadow Shade sometimes. We just give each other short little designations. Like mine is Sid.
That is totally awesome. How randomly uncanny is that? I mean, that never happens.
It's got to be one in a million.
Yeah, I know, right?
So you might imagine that having this sudden gift of kinship would really bring these guys together, and you'd be right.
Okay.
So we had just gotten back from deployment. We're all hanging out at my house, by the way. This was back when I had a couple of roommates. So they didn't know we were furry.
Uh-oh. They found out.
No, they didn't find out.
Oh, really?
We were just doing crazy crap. We being our normal military fur selves, just messing around, and it ends up with three of them tackling me into the pool and holding me underwater, and I'm just sitting there. The roommates are just like, is he okay? Like, he's fine. Go on back inside. Go on. It's fine. And I grab two of them by the neck, and I go, reverse psychology. Bah! Bang their heads together, and then they just down to the bottom of the pool.
Oh!
It ends up, and it turns out I had knocked them both unconscious.
Oh, like, shit.
Yes, I knocked them both unconscious by accident. And I'm like, oh, shit. Yo, come on, let's get them out of the pool. So it takes three of each of us to get two people out of the pool.
Wow. Yeah.
I was scared crapless because I was like, oh, shit, I done fucked up.
Oh, no.
But I got another one. We've got one where we were on patrol one night, we take, you know, our MREs have, like, little candies and stuff in there, like, mm-hmm. our ration packs have candies and stuff in them. Well, just to poke fun, we started throwing candy at random houses just to mess with people. And, that led to us getting ambushed.
Uh-oh.
Like, we were throwing Skittles and Starburst at people. It led to us getting ambushed. But I gotta say, that was the funniest ambush ever, because we were all laughing while we were getting shot at.
Oh, what?
So, wait, how did Skittles equal ambush?
Well, they thought it, I guess they thought it was some sort of, like, threat. Like, I don't know what they thought we were doing, but they probably just wanted to jump us just to jump us, because, I mean, it's at night. But anyway, Joker starts throwing Skittles and, like, crackers at people's houses and shit. And eventually, Shax and Stripes join in. Just for the hell of it.
And yeah, as soon as someone else does, everyone's just like doing it.
Yeah, by the time we got ambushed, five people were doing it. It was Joker, Shax, Vic, Dax, and Stripes all doing it. And they were just throwing them at like random houses. And we heard the first gunshot. We were like, fuck.
But you were laughing the whole time.
Yes, we just like, Joker immediately starts laughing his ass off.
Yeah,
he's like, no, it would happen, man. He just starts laughing his ass off the whole time we're getting shot at. We're laughing.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even return fire. We just wait. We just like move from cover to cover, returning fire slowly, and it just gets funnier and funnier from there.
It's like that past that point of no return. Like, you know, it's really not funny anymore, but you just can't help laughing out loud. Yeah.
I'm like, it must have been really weird for the other guys. Then, you know, they're trying to ambush you and you're laughing.
I've often imagined what was going through their minds. Like, we're shooting at him. Why are they laughing?
Okay, so, like, how has being in the fandom helped you out with what you do as your job?
With the shit that I've seen?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, we're good.
Wow.
I often attribute to the fact that surprisingly, me and my squad, my unit, rather, are some of the few people that, despite being the unit that we're in, don't have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. I think that attributes to, like, the bond we have together as, like, not only a unit, but as furries.
That's cool. Kind of like you guys look after each other.
I guess we all give each other emotional support, I guess. It just makes it easier on us, knowing that there's people out there like us, and that we're all in this, like, together, so to say. We're all part of the same fandom, and aside from the furry fandom's drama, that we're all one big family. I love to think that, and I do think that. I really do.
One big family, huh? I really like that. I'd like to thank Carnival for helping me out with this piece, Ramirez for the front end, thanks to Zanuel for the finishing music that you're hearing here, and most importantly, thank you very, very much to Obsidian for coming along and sharing his story with us all.
We love you!
This has been Creighton and Carnival for Actor on Air.